As we approach the end of the calendar year and the end of the liturgical year, you will hear more and more readings from scriptures addressing the end of our life, the end of the world, the end of time, the second coming. And today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints as part of the answer that the Church gives to the big question: is there life after death? What happened to us after we die? Well, the Church's answer is, after we die, we will come before the judgment seat of God, and accordingly, we will either go to hell, hopefully no one of us, or we go to purgatory, or we go to heaven. And so today we will celebrate the men and the women that are already in heaven. Tomorrow, on the Feast of All Souls, we will pray and celebrate those who are in purgatory. The gospel today is very familiar to all of us. It's called the Beatitudes. I want to point out to you that the Lord Jesus did not say, "Blessed are you poor, so that God will give you money." He didn't say, "Blessed are you who mourn, so that God will make sure that there's no sad things that will happen to you in this life." He didn't say, "Blessed are you who are meek, because God is going to make sure that nobody is going to bully you." He did not say that, "Blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness, so that no injustice will ever be done in your life." He did not say, "You are blessed when you are persecuted, because God will make sure that no more persecution in your life." He didn't say any of that. Why are these people blessed? They are blessed because they belong to the kingdom of God, because they will become a child of God. And so you see the Beatitudes, as many folks try to interpret it as God's blessing in this earth, in this life, is actually all about heaven. And the saints know this, and that's how saints can live their life on earth with peace and with joy, despite of all the sufferings, the pains, the challenges, the tribulations of this life. We are all familiar with the canonized saints, like, you know, Saint Dominic, Saint Francis, Saint Teresa, Saint Therese, Saint John Paul II, St. Monica, St. Augustine, all of these saints we are familiar with, because the Church had proclaimed publicly that due to their virtuous life and their holiness on earth, the Church believes firmly that they are already now in heaven with God, and that's why they're canonized as saints. But today, on the Feast of All Saints, we're not celebrating just those canonized saints, but all the men and women of the Church that are now in heaven. When I was a young priest, I went to teach, talk to the little children, I think First Holy Communion kids, second graders. And it was on the topic of, what do you want to be when you grow up? So I asked the kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And all the kids have different, firemen, be famous actor, you know, all of these doctors, lawyers. And one of the kids said, "What do you want to be when you grow up, Father C?" And I said, "You can guess." And, you know, they're all raising their hands. And one of the kids say, "You want to be a pastor?" I said, "No." He said, "I want to be greater than a pastor." And one of the kids say, "Oh, you want to be a Monsignor?" I said, "No, I want to be greater than a Monsignor." "Oh, you want to be a bishop?" And I said, "No, I want to be greater than a bishop." "You want to be Pope?" And I said to the kids, "No, I want to be greater than a Pope." And I tell the kids, "I want to be a saint." And this is nothing extraordinary, my brothers and sisters. This is the vocation of each and every one of us. The logic is very simple. We all want to be in heaven after we die. Only saints are allowed in heaven. Therefore, it is our job, our life mission, because we want to go to heaven, to become saints. That's just straightforward, simple logic. Obviously, only God can make us holy. Only God can sanctify us and make us saints. But we have to give Him permission. Because God doesn't force holiness on any one of us. God doesn't force heaven on any one of us. We have to say, "Yes, that's what I want." And so, my brothers and sisters, if you have not done so, starting today on the Feast of All Saints Day, on Saints this year, every day when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should say to God is, "God, I want to be a saint." I mean, it's just another way to say, "I want to go to heaven." Because by reiterating that desire to God every day, we are saying, "Yes, I give you permission to sanctify me, to make me holy, so that I can go to heaven." All the men and women in heaven, they know how difficult it is to pass through this life with all of its temptations, all of its sinful inclinations of our life. The saints have gone through them themselves. And so they look down to us from heaven and they intercede for us. They are cheering us on because that is all that matters. The saints in the heaven are not looking down and say, "God, give him more money. God, give him good health." Well, they do that too, but that's not as important. "God, make their life easier." Well, that's not the point. The saints in heaven are all looking down and praying for us and say, "God, please help them to pass the test of faith. Please help them to persevere in faith. Please help them to grow in love of you and of their neighbor, because we want them here in heaven with us." And so they are cheering us on, they are praying for us, and it is our mission, my brothers and sisters, to become saints. Don't be shy about it. Tell God every day. Tell the people that you love. Tell your children, "Daughter, I want to be a saint. Wife, I want to be a saint. Neighbor, I want to be a saint. They may laugh at you because they don't understand. They think that you're saying, I want to be holier than thou. You know what I mean? But you know what you're saying. This is our life mission. Nothing more, nothing less. And we rejoice today because God gives us the promise and the hope of heaven. And then we have all the saints in heaven praying for us, supporting us, cheering us on. Thanks be to God. And may all the saints intercede for us.